This message comes from 10 Things That Scare Me sponsor, BetterHelp. What's the right amount of socializing for you? Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you need more alone time. Therapy can help you figure out your boundaries, how to recharge, and your social sweet spot, so you can build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. Try therapy with BetterHelp. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Visit BetterHelp.com/10things today to get 10% off your first month.
Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Number one, heights. Number two, crowds. That is smaller groups of people, so people that can easily notice you and judge you. Big crowds don't do that, or to a lesser extent. Number three, darkness. Number four, being ignored. Being ignored means not getting any information. If someone is confronting you about something or fighting with you, they are at least expressing themselves or telling you what's bothering them, either directly or implicitly. But if someone is ignoring you, it can have all sorts of reasons, and that really scares and agitates me. Number five, dying alone. Number six, completely losing control. That's also the reason why I don't drink and I don't take drugs. I'm really scared of letting go. That's also why I don't live my life too riskily. Number seven, pain inflicted through violence. Number eight, spiders. Number nine, never being completely sure of something. I'm a very self-conscious person and I usually see both sides of a conversation. So it's getting hard to decide. Harder and harder, to be specific. And I'm actually scared that for the rest of my life, I will never be able to be sure of the things that are important to me. Number 10, actually being betrayed. I'm not only self-conscious, but also very jealous. But I can usually convince myself that what I'm thinking is imagination. People are not actually betraying me. That's what I'm telling myself. If someone did betray me, I think I couldn't take it. I would have to end our relationship. I'm Felix, and these are 10 things that scare me.
Felix Birkenader called into us from Augsburg, Germany. If you're also afraid of losing control, tell us about it at 10thingspodcast.org. Thank you.